Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Will Donovan Mitchell be better, Tone?
I'd like to think so. I saw signs of it, obviously, in the first half where he was the best player on the floor. But the disappearing act in the second half, very, very concerning. That's why I can't go totally with the injury, because we've seen him. We've seen him be able to get to spots on the floor. He's so skilled. He can create for other guys. He doesn't have to elevate. He doesn't have to be an above-the-rim player to still have an impact. It'd be nice if he could. Clearly, I think the injury has held him back there. But he is too skilled to go 0 points in a half of a playoff game when they need him the most.
We do have some Chris Fedor audio you wanted to go to. What's this, Tone?
Well, I think it could give you maybe an assessment of what the players think is happening right now as this series has gone south in a hurry.
Players in the locker room after this game were basically saying, without actually saying, JB, you need to do something to create more quality looks for us on the offensive end of the floor. You need to do something to get our three-point attempts up higher. You need to do something that is going to make it so that offense is not a chore on us. Like, that's basically what the players were saying, without actually saying JB's name, without actually calling him out.
That's Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com and the Playing Dealer on the Wine and Gold Talk podcast yesterday. So the players, and this does happen, and this is why we know JB almost certainly is going to be gone. Once they start pointing fingers like that, you saw that with the piece that came out overnight in The Athletic about the Phoenix Suns, that they were never taking Vogel seriously this whole year. They were rolling their eyes. I mean, this is how it goes down. This is how, you know, you start
there's the bus and gets thrown under it.
Yeah, get ready for the exit. With that said, guys, the playoffs are tougher. The wide open shots are not going to be as frequent as they are in the regular season. Just playing hard is not enough. What you have to do is stress a defense. And I'm telling you, at the playoff level, it's not the play calls that stress a defense. Maybe some out-of-bounds plays. Okay, maybe you can do that. It is going to be that the guys that handle the ball the most break down a defense, stress a defense, and they create open looks for role players who have to have the confidence and be empowered to make those. They're not breaking down defenses right now, especially in that second half. They didn't break down the defense at all. Orlando was swarming, and Darius Garland is gun-shy, and Donovan Mitchell was not getting by defenders. No amount of play calls is going to change that.
216-474-0092. Lewis and Shaker, you're first up on the Fan. Lewis, great call. Thank you very much. David in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Yes, how you doing, dude?
Doing well, David. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to say, number one, LeBron needed help when he played here to win the championship. Donovan doesn't have any help. They played better when Darius was out. Seems like since Darius been back, this offense has been boo-boo. You got a guard that scores 5 points. You got a guard that all he does is dribble the ball. You got Spruce. You got Neon with his southerners out. And yeah, the coach is right there with the blame too. You know, don't be scared to use players that you got. Be creative. I would play Porter. Jared is not playing ball. So I mean, if
you're not liking Jared Allen?
Allen's playing good ball. Only thing I don't like about Allen, he's soft. He needs to get toughened up. Get in the gym, toughen up. Over the night, he's playing pretty good ball. But
I think he's played tough this year, David. I think he's played a lot tougher than he was last year.
Yeah, better than Jared. So he played better than he did last year. And I'm not putting the blame on Jared. Jared's playing decent ball. It's the other ones around him.
Okay.
Bruce, Leon, where are they at?
Yeah, I don't know.
Darling.
I got to tell you, and David, thank you for the call. I'm not sure, but Struce has been bad. You know, Niang has not been good. Before, I could use the plus minus as any sort of an escape if I wanted to. Those, obviously, I can't use anymore. It's been a rough go for those two. Sal in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing
great,
okay,
to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Anthony, you're the NBA resident expert here, and I do love your takes. We have 15 coaches on the sideline. Have you ever notice how many assistant coaches we have? I mean, what do these guys do? Because no one's helping JB. Nobody.
Let me ask you. What do you think the lever to pull is to change this thing? Or is it as simple as they're going to be home? Because Vegas has them 4.5-point favorites.
Well, tonight, I think they're going to win the series, like you guys do. I do. But it doesn't change anything moving forward on this team. So
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I don't know. I don't have the answers, but I'm just wondering, like, what do those guys do? There's like two rows of assistant coaches there, and I never see any of them. Maybe one. Every once in a while, you'll see Luke Walton say something. But I don't see anybody helping this guy out.
Too many coaches, not enough coaches. What is the answer, Sal?
I don't know. No idea.
Thank you for the call.
I think all these NBA staffs are so bloated now. They have, like, two rows. Like, the fact that they even distinguish between, hey, are you a second-row coach or a first-row coach? Like, that is a actual designation.
That is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jim in Strongsville. Hello.
I mean, I am so tired of this blame game. You know what? JB can't go out there and shoot three-pointers for him. JB can't go out there and make Darius Garland a stronger player so that he doesn't get bumped and toss the ball to the other team because he's such a weakling. That's not on JB. Players got to play. And I'm tired of this excuse like, oh, nobody's helping Mitchell out. Nobody's helping. You're the superstar on
this. Yeah, but that's still on the players, though, isn't it, though, Jim? Like, I know you're mad, and I'll let you go ahead and get mad, but... Like, when we're saying, like, well, Mitchell doesn't have any help, well, that's still on the players.
It is on the players, but you know what? You could have that argument if Mitchell was playing like a superstar. Is he playing like a superstar?
No,
he's not. You gave up superstar money for this guy. Look, and the injury, everybody's like, all the injury. Look what Embiid's doing in Philly, man. The guy's on one leg, and he's carrying that team. And look, it's a mistake on our part. It is a mistake on our part, and I mean this truly. Mitchell is not, quote-unquote, a superstar. He's not. We had to do that trade when we did it. There was no way around not doing that trade. But really what you got, Donovan Mitchell will never be the best player on a championship team. He just never will. He's not that dominant of a player. He's a streaky guy. He's a scorer, but he's not that guy. And you know what? If you want to be that guy, then you need to step up and do it. But he's not.
Well,
and he won't because he's not that guy.
Jim, we have never said, and you know this, and thank you very much for the call, but we have never said that if the Cavs were to win the finals, it would be Donovan who carries them. It was always the development of Evan at some point. That's what it always
and
was about.
Unfortunately, he is behind. He is
behind.
I mean, think about the fact that Anthony Edwards is the same age as him, and Anthony Edwards looks right now like he could be the best player on a contending team.
Yeah, you called him Michael Jordan.
He looks like Michael Jordan right now, how he's playing. He had 7 threes yesterday. He is so good with the ball.
What does Evan Mobley
He is
look
so
like
strong.
Right now?
Man, Evan had a move. There was a play.
I'd take that.
There was a play.
Oh, come on.
His post-ups have been horrific in this series and really most of the year. I did see the last month of the year. I thought I saw some better things out of Evan Mobley. There was a play where he was determined. He backed down. He dribbled. He tried to seal off the defender. And because he couldn't make inroads enough, he ends up turning around, spinning, wrong shoulder, fade away. He missed the basket by a foot. This is a guy who's not ready. His body is not ready for the type of playoff physical basketball that, you know, officials are going to allow defenders to get away with.
Well, I'm just glad. Listen, I'm just glad we're finding faults. Like, it's still part of this is obviously still JB's fault. He's the head coach of the basketball team. I'm not absolving him of any responsibility, but I'm glad a lot of people. I'm serious about this. I know that we're not in a good spot right now with this team. I'm glad a lot of people are calling in and calling it for what it is, because you could sit there and remove JB Bickerstaff. I don't know how much that's going to change, and that falls the players, that falls on them, and it also falls on the guy who put together the team. 216-474-0092. Coming up at 9:20, Jason Loy going to join us on the show. Are we Charmin soft again? Next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.